You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Waiting for us in the studio right here, we have Jennifer Reed, who is all the way from the UK, definitely not London. They're doing a show at yours later this week, I believe tomorrow evening, which is super, super exciting. We had a chat with Jennifer last year about her album Ballad of the Gatekeeper, which came out, and Jennifer is a practitioner of industrial era street poems, which is super cool. We'll have to get a street poem going after this chat. Good morning to you, Jennifer. How are we?
Hello. You saved the best till last.
I saved the best to last?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, in terms of the order of the chats.
Correct.
Yes, completely. Completely, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's nice. The weather's the same as at home, so thanks for that.
it's just hilarious. Otherwise, today would have been, like, full of students. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see all the tents over there on the museum lawn, it's like the orientation week this week. And so, you know, the cities and population increases by, like, 5,000 people just nice. Over a week.
Whoa.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
That's next level, man.
Yeah, get in the op shops early, I suppose, before they get all the good stuff.
Yes, completely. When did you land in Dunedin? Or come here?
I got here yesterday. I drove here yesterday from Invercargill.
Oh, how do you think of Invercargill?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like, it was depression invented there?
Yeah. I'm from there, bro. I can
it,
confirm
though.
It was.
I get it. I get Invercargill. I do get it, but then I got out.
That's a good thing to do. Invercargill, it's again, the op shops there are crazy.
Yeah, that dump shop.
Yeah, man.
That dump shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time. But that's funny that you had that experience from Invercargill because it's my hometown. Funny spot.
Yeah.
Real funny spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time we talked, you mentioned you were just about to go to Edinburgh for a festival, I think, or a show. And now you've been there, and now you're here. And Dunedin's modelled after Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Do you see some similarities?
I'd just been talking with Adelaide out there and I was calling Edinburgh Daddy Dunedin and then this is like baby Dunedin.
Little bro, big bro.
Yeah, it's quite toy-esque. It's mad. Do you feel like you're waking up in the Truman Show? Like when you're here?
Sometimes, but it's just because I've been here for like 6-7 years, mm-hmm. which is a long time for me.
Yeah.
To be anywhere, or for anyone to be anywhere in the same place.
It's a perfectly workable city. She's kind of nuts. It's nice to see Burns.
Mm.
Yeah, good art gallery. I can't complain.
Is Burns a chill guy?
Well, he was quite promiscuous, but aren't we all?
Who isn't?
Zach?
Who exactly. isn't these days?
But yeah, he's a great poet, fantastic poet, of course.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir on that one.
Mm, mm. Are you familiar with any of Dunedin's work? Because it is a UNESCO literary city.
Oh my god,
it's like
no.
internationally recognised.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Catherine Mansfield and a bunch of people. Like Janet Frame.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bunch of real awesome people. You're a white letter balladeer, which white letter is easier to read than the heavier, more gothic black letter typeface.
Yeah.
And we talked about that in our last chat. Mm-hmm. Have you given it a jam since we last spoke in July last year? I'm talking about the black letter. Have you tried that out?
So I have been reading some stuff to do with Samuel Pepys, and he was a big collector of black letter ballads.
Mm.
Interesting chat, Zach. This is very cool and on the nose. I'm looking into Civil War. War ballads at the moment, English Civil
like,
War stuff.
Like OG Civil War, Thomas Cromwell type shit.
Yeah, yeah,
whoa.
Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah.
Just the moodiest guy.
Nasty
you know,
guy.
He said, paint me warts and all. That's where the phrase warts and all comes
really?
From.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're really long, aren't they? And I've been kind of also going into more very hyper-specific Yorkshire dialect round about, like 1898, so I'm kind of covering. I've kind of polarized myself culturally, and I've gone right to the early stuff and right to the later stuff. Well, thanks for asking.
How are you finding navigating that? Is it kind of tricky having to move headspaces all the time?
I mean, just my life, I suppose. I mean, I've got projects. I had a meeting about my project in Bangladesh last night.
Whoa.
And then I'm here, and then my mate's asking me about really specific Cheshire horse traditions, and then my other mate's asking me if I can film the plug hole to see if the water swirls differently in the Southern Hemisphere. I've got a lot on.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think I can cope with it. I'm 34. I've still got all my faculties.
I think you said in our last chat that you get 2 free days a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a couple of punk bands as well.
Yeah, that's it. And I've just started a new one.
Whoa.
Ultimate Capitalist Dream. UCD. UCD.
What is the Ultimate Capitalist Dream?
Oh, God, don't ask me.
Peter Thiel type shit?
Yeah, I'll never get there. I don't know.
Sometimes I think it'd be nice to be in that position and then just, like, use all your resources to destroy the system, but... I don't know.
Yeah, but that's why we will never get to that point, because they won't let us get there.
No.
It's a cool thing to do.
Because we're too cool, we're too swag.
Yeah.
Your last album, Ballad of the Gatekeeper, came out in May last year. Have you been working on a lot of new material, new albums for the Balladeer stuff since then?
Yeah, I usually start, well, I try and start everything with a pun and then work backwards from there.
Mm.
So I've got a name for a new album. I've got the pun. I'm not going to tell you it. I'm not going to tell you it. But it's got a kind of, yeah, it's... there's a guy called Adrian Street who was a wrestler, and he came from a mining village, and there's some really amazing pictures of photographs of him as like a glam wrestler in all his finery, stood with his dad like in the coal mine, and his dad's looking at him like, what the bloody hell. I'm trying to play on that juxtaposition of like being a glam fairy in a very traditional world.
Yeah,
that's what I'm aiming for. Mm. And also the songs will follow, and the songs are very important, but for me it's all about crafting an image that people that are not used to folk music will vibe with, and because kids, people younger than me, people my age, people a little bit older than me, they like that element that I embody, that kind of bright out there element. So I want to attach that to the material, and then the material lives longer.
Completely. When did that wrestler guy date back to?
Oh my god, he's only like 70s 80s. He only died recently.
Oh really? Oh right, okay. For some reason pictured some strong man in like a unitard
yeah,
and some gruff.
Well, there are really good pictures of female Victorian bodybuilders where they're just like buff as hell in their corsets. Yeah, dreamy. Real dreamy.
How'd they get so buff? Like, because they didn't have, you know, the steroids.
Well, hard work, determination. You ever heard of those?
No, I want to take the fast route, bro. Ultimate capitalist dream right here. in our last chat, I think I took that you were someone who's deeply rooted in the history and tradition of your home place. And it got me thinking if you had any street poets in your family.
No.
No.
Nothing, not at all.
Damn.
Oh my God, of course not.
Any relatives at all?
No, my mum's a typist. My dad was an engineer. Sorry.
Crazy.
Sorry about that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. So do you feel like you're like maybe one of the only few people kind of keeping these traditions alive?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of at that age now where I'm a tradition bearer, so I have to pass it on in a way that I feel is accessible. That's why I'm aiming all my work to focus on that goal, because this stuff is going to go beyond me. I can't live forever.
And that was a big focus of the last album, because you stressed that the folk scene needs to be more modern, a bit more inclusive. Do you feel that the development is happening?
Yeah, I sang at Farry Flat. I don't know if the pronunciation's right on that. Please get me if I'm not. But
Farry
Flat. Yeah. Cool. There was a lot of younger people there who I was able to interact with and get super duper down to it. Like within 20 minutes I was discussing like heavy street traditions like we are, and that was really nice to do, and to know that to give them New Zealand folk songs that they might be able to move with now they are like New Zealanders. So it's just about helping people to access again those parts of their identity. I'm super good at it in England because I'm English, but then when I come over here it's nice to kind of adjust the method so it helps more people.
Do you know if those sort of industrial street poems, did they make their way to the colonies?
There was a dude called Charles Thatcher who came from Brighton. His dad was an antiques dealer, and he eventually ended up getting caught up in that later on in his life. But he was known as the Inimitable, and he was a Goldfield balladeer. He came to Central Otago.
Wow.
He went all over.
Wow.
And his stuff is really, really great. It's in the library.
Okay.
It's in Wellington Library.
Gotta
it's in Dunner's Library.
Damn.
That you can find him anywhere.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Do your work, people. It's there for you.
Find your history, my G. In our last chat, you also talked about there's this idea that sort of folklore has all been imagined, and it's all in the past that all the romantic stuff has occurred, when in reality anything can be folklore. Like you cited, you know, seeing a shopping trolley in a waterway.
Yeah.
What modern scenes have you seen recently that sort of inspired you in that way?
Well, I was just talking to Adelaide out there, saying like I can draw an Apple Mac from memory, and it doesn't move me.
The OG, like.
But it's just all of it. It's like I can draw these headphones from memory. I can imagine that I like a takeaway coffee cup. Like all this cultural detritus that we're surrounded by. This is our modern culture, and we need to use it and activate it to make ourselves feel a part of the world. And if it annoys you and you want to change it or it makes you feel something, use those feelings, but use the environment around you.
Mm. This sort of draws into a bigger thing that I've found in the Western conception of reality in history.
Yes.
There's a real ignorance of the past, like you're seeing it as something that has happened and you're wanting to sort of preserve bits of it in cultural institutions like museums rather than what you do, which is sort of understand the past is still breathing.
Yeah. So think about let's talk about concepts of time.
Go crazy.
My favorite thing. So we're circular time, Stonehenge, all that kind of thing. Moving in the seasons. That's what humans want to do. It's your circadian rhythm, isn't it? It's all the things you want to participate in. Then you've got linear time, which is capitalist time. You know, you're running blindly into the dark, trying to make profit, all that kind of thing. And they think about Maori concepts of time, where you're walking backwards into the future,
yes,
looking at your ancestors.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the Western concept of time is the opposite, where you turn on your heel and you run blindly into the future without knowing anything.
Mm.
And I think that's really dangerous because that only serves a narrative that, you know, is destructive and doesn't preserve tradition.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about vertical time. So you can sing a folk song 800 million times. It's the same song, but every single time you sing it, it's different.
Mm.
And it's that thing where you're adding to a tradition that is ever growing. It's a ritual. It's different to this linear concept. The linear thing is what runs everything in our society. But the moment that you resist, even slightly, follow your body, follow your heart, things will change.
Mm. And it used to be that, you know, even if you are running ahead, at least you're running towards something.
Mm.
Nowadays, it feels like they're actually, you know, there's a war on time. There's a war against the future.
Yeah.
And it's all just the present.
Hey,
and
you look down
and it can
only
just get worse from here.
You look down and it's a treadmill. You were never running on a road at all.
Exactly. Whoa. Exactly, Wedgie. Oh, man. Do you have any song that you want to sing for us this morning?
Yeah, I really want to sing Come My Lads because it's got a chorus that you can join in on if you're in the car or in your workplace or anywhere else in your kitchen, B. I got this one from a New Zealand singer, Chris Penman. She's fantastic. From a Scottish singing family from Edinburgh.
Dope.
Whoa.
All comes back.
Wow. Circular.
It's all circular.
Circular time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Past the spliff. So, this is
to the left-hand side.
This is called Come Me Lads. It's just got a nice tune to it.
All right, folks. Here's Jennifer Reid with Come Me Lads. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Come me lads, let us be jolly, drive away dull melancholy, for to grieve it is a folly. When we meet together, let union be in all our hearts. Let all our hearts be joined as one. We'll end the day as we begun. We'll end it all in pleasure. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. When we meet together, eating and drinking are quite charming. Smoking and piping, there's no harm in. All these things take no alarming. When we meet together, let union be in all our hearts. Let all our hearts be joined as one. We'll end the day as we begun. We'll end it all in pleasure. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. When we meet together, grab the bottle as it passes. Do not fail to fill your glasses. Water drinkers are dull asses. I'm also 412 days sober today.
Oh, kapai.
When we meet together, let union be in all our hearts. Let all our hearts be joined as one. We'll end the day as we begun. We'll end it all in pleasure. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. Whack, follow, roller, roller to rely, oh. When we meet together.
Man, bro has pipes. That was incredible. Holy heck. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
That was nuts. That was absolutely nuts. And that was from a New Zealand guy. New Zealand person.
Woman, sorry. Woman!
I just did some erasure unintentionally. Well, you're playing tomorrow evening at yours with A Dream as like a Magic Cloak.
Yes.
You got anything you want to say about this gig?
I think it'll be great. They're really cute on Instagram. They were like, we're excited to have you. And I'm like, whoa, that's so sweet to hear.
Mean.
It seems like a pretty right on space DIY. They seem to have some cool stuff
anarchist-y,
on.
Anarchist-y, kind
of
lifty.
This is it. Like, this is co-op. Where I come from. These are my roots.
Hell yeah, man.
Pumped to go there. Hopefully they've got a hardwood floor for me and then I can clog dance.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Well, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Do you have any final thoughts or opinions or considerations for our lovely listeners?
Just remember that there is a culture going on in this world and it's Maori and you need to respect what is going on and then have your own identity on top of that. But please honour the space that you're in. It's cool as hell. It should not be overlooked.
And it can't be found anywhere else.
That's it.
Yeah, alrighty.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.